Pirate RC, and I just had a chance to hear Les Genois perform. They're a band that has a Gypsy and Yiddish sound.
Hi, I'm Olivier from the band Les Genois.
On devrait savoir un peu plus souvent poser nos mémoires en travers du temps. Il y a des histoires à se souvenir, tant de promesses qu'on a su tenir. Mais si dérisoires soient mes aventures, je fais ce qu'on veut, ce qui me rassure. Rien n'est léger, mais l'horizon nous enchaîne à la déraison.
Your brother in the band, correct?
Yes, we are two violinists, brother, singer in the same band, yes.
Great. And did you guys train classically when you were kids?
Yes, we learn music at conservatory. We learn classical music, and we have a first prize of conservatory. And we learn this music just before finishing our study in a conservatory, and take another way to play music.
So, did you guys always play together?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're, and you guys seem to have a lot of fun with the music. Did you, during school, did you change things a lot, take it away from classical, or did that happen after?
Yes, when we were in conservatory, we used to learn music with records instead of learn music with sheet music. So we educate our ears more than our eyes, and I think it's a good way to play music and to play all different music.
As children, what music did you listen to? What was your background from that?
We learned a very different style of music, classical, jazz, pop, rock. We have different tastes in the band, but it's between Mozart, Tom Waits, David Bowie, Jeff Buckley, Red Hot Chili Pepper, or the band like this.
So all over the board.
Yes, yes.
And at your concerts when you play in Europe, do a lot of people dance, and is it really
Yes,
loud?
It's a very festive music, so there is a lot of place where people are up, so they can dance between the beginning of the concert, and yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Gypsy music actually is? I understand the sound, but how did it come to be referred to as Gypsy?
It's Gypsy music. It come from Gypsy people who are traveling a lot all around the world. Gypsy people came from India 1,000 years ago, and every country where they stay, they catch the music, and they do our own music. So you can find Gypsy music from Romania, from Hungary, from India, from Russia, Spain, France, and lots of different places.
You guys have an accordion in your band as well, which is very unique.
Yeah.
So how did you decide to do that? Was he originally in the band, or was that one of the additions you made?
The band evolved a lot, but traditionally we had the accordion, and this accordionist is not the accordionist who was 15 years ago when we began the band. And this is a very important instrument in this music. We have a lot of we know a lot of Gypsy musicians and a lot of accordionists who play this music, but he's not Gypsy, and he give his own way to mix the style between Gypsy, jazz, and other style.
And how many languages do you guys perform in?
We sing in Romania, in Yiddish, in Russia, in Serbian, and French.
And do you guys write songs in all of those languages too, or are some recording of other people?
It's a mix of yes. When we began the band, we make arrangements on the traditional music, and we started to write our own music now 7 years ago. So now we do the mix.
So one song I heard tonight, you had kind of funk mixed in with the traditional music. Was that, what was the influence for that, and how did you go with doing that?
It's a typical mix between funk and gypsy. The melody is inspired by Yugoslav melody, and the rhythm is a funky rhythm. So when we decided to do the arrangement on this music, we were looking for a rhythm, and the drummer proposed this rhythm, and we find that that rhythm is perfect for this melody. So that's the way
so it just
we
worked.
Were.
And what song was that? What song is that called?
The name of the song? It's Chorba.
Chorba. Yes. Okay, and that's the title of your album.
Yes, sure.
So what does that mean?
Chorba. It's a soup.
Okay.
Yes, and so it's like yes, it's a soup where you can put a lot of ingredients. So it's exactly the spirit of the album and this song.
The name of your band, it means the black eyes.
Yes.
In French. So how did you decide to do this?
This is the title of a very famous song, Les Yeux Noirs. It's the dark eyes, or Otichornia in Russia, and it's people who know this style of music know this song. A lot of people play this song. The melody is da 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 da. So it's a very famous melody, and we decided to take the name of this melody.
You guys have performed literally all over the world on every continent, except for, I guess, Antarctica, probably, right? So where's your favorite place to perform?
We have lots of favorite places, but we like very much to play here in US. Mm-hmm. We make more than 250 concerts. Now it's 6 years we play in US, so we like very much to play here. We play in very different places, and it's very interesting. And we have a good memory of Argentina.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and we played also 2 years ago in Australia and New Zealand, and it was two big festivals, and it was incredible to play so far from our country that yes, it's we have lots of good memory, and we love lots of different places.
Okay, great. All right, and then a couple of questions I like to ask every artist. What was the first record or album you bought?
Wow. Maybe it's David Bowie.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. And where were you at the time? Like, where did you grow up? What was it, in Paris or was it elsewhere?
Yes, it was near Paris, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What was the first concert you attended?
First concert?
Yeah.
It's a French singer.
Who is it?
The name is Serge Reggiani. He was an actor and a singer, and we, at home, we listened a lot this singer, and when I saw the first time this singer on stage, it was like something incredible to see this voice.
Yeah.
Because this voice is really the voice of our when we were younger.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember what the first song was you learned to play?
It was a classical song, maybe. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So probably classical.
Yeah, Haydn, maybe, or Bach.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, well, it was great to hear you guys and meet you.